BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
So we forgot to do this bit, which is where we tell you what's on the podcast. So we've just remembered while we're in the pub. We're still next to the London Eye, which is where the show came from today, but just in the pub.
I'll be honest, we're in the pub. But we're going to do it now.
Yes. So we did a show from the London Eye today to launch the BBC Sounds app, which is the new way of listening to Radio 1 wherever you are. We couldn't tell you yesterday because it was a top secret that we were coming from the London Eye. I got a little bit scared when it was at the top and a bit wavy, but it was all right.
You embraced it by the end of it. I loved it. Every time it wobbled, even if we were talking on Radio 1, every time it wobbled, you'd be like, whoa. So you might hear some funny sounds on this podcast.
Also, Anne-Marie joins us for our new feature, a little trick maybe we played on her, and our new favourite character on the show, Superfan Steve, which is actually Steve, which is actually Chris. So that's coming up. And also, another listener finds out where they were conceived and where do you think they were.
Oh, what a show. You love it.
Enjoy.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Today we are on the London Eye. This is Scott and Chris. If I sound nervous, I am, because we're currently rocking.
I mean, we're right at the top here. And every time it even ever so slightly lurches, Scott gets really scared and makes this noise. So it's going to be a great show today, because I think that's occasionally going to happen.
Do you know what, though? I'm doing it for the launch of the BBC Sounds app. And who wouldn't? Do you know what I mean? It's a brand new app you can get for your phone. You can download it and listen to Radio 1 absolutely wherever you are. Like, take us anywhere. With this app, you can be on a train, we're there.
Oh, we can be with you anywhere. We can be on your gap year canoe travelling along the Zambezi.
We're there at the beach, at the toilet,
riding a horse into battle.
We're there. Doing odd jobs around the house. We're there. On the way to school, on the way to college, on the way to uni, we're there.
Yeah, on the way to meet new partner's parents for the first time.
We're there. If you get the free BBC Sounds app, you can listen to Radio 1 anywhere. Oh, hang on.
It's just lurching again.
Sorry. I might have to do some of the show today with eyes closed. Is that okay? Let me just test this out and see if it actually makes it better or worse. No, it's worse.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Laura in Cheltenham, who is on her lunch break at the moment. She's just got the BBC Sounds app. She's like, it's quite good. It is quite good.
Nice. I do like that we can just be everywhere with people in all these different scenarios.
Absolutely. Use that to listen to Radio 1 anywhere you are.
Yeah, and let us know where you do listen to us as well. Could be funny.
Coming up, Anne-Marie came to see us at Radio 1 yesterday. We've got a little pre-recorded thing for you after 1:30, which is one of my favourite things we've done for a while. So she came to see me, really, because we told Anne-Marie that Chris was on holiday for reasons that will become apparent within the next 20 minutes. Guys, we've got a casual pop emergency here.
Oh, no, what's going on?
Oh, hang on, this is better now. We're a little bit further, like, nearer the ground on the London Eye. I feel better.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. If I sound nervous, I am. On the London Eye today for the launch of our BBC Sounds podcast. Get Radio 1 wherever you go.
Do you remember last time we were on a wheel like this? I was in Liverpool on the big wheel there, and you sent me there and I was in my pants, so this is a much nicer experience for me.
Bless you lot as well. See, the listeners really care. Because I sound scared, people are texting and stuff like, sit in the middle of the pod, remember to breathe.
People are enjoying your fear though as well, I should point out.
Have a hot sweet tea. Thanks, guys. Also, this has stressed me out. I've just been told we have 15 seconds every rotation to get off for a week. Like, that's not possible.
Scott Mills.
Today we are on the London Eye for the launch of the new BBC Sounds app. Listen to Radio 1 on it wherever you go. This will be your new fave app. Get your phone out and get it now. Get involved. Have a look. It's all shiny and orange and new. I think I can see my house, Echo Falls, from here, actually.
Yeah, it really is sticking up above the horizon now. It's huge.
Yeah, just next to the old BT Tower there.
Beyond
that.
Oh, I thought that. It was the BT Tower.
Just beyond that. Scott Mills with Chris here. Okay, so we have had a new idea for the show, which we've been wanting to do for a while, but we thought we'd wait until we saw Anne-Marie, because she is perfect for this, right? So yesterday, Anne-Marie was in at Radio 1, and I saw her, but Chris didn't at first, because we deliberately told Anne-Marie that Chris was on holiday. So she was like, oh, okay, cool, so it's just you. I was like, yeah. So all part of a new idea we've had involving all of your favourite pop stars, the ones that are up for a laugh, you know who I mean? And it's called Superstar versus Superfan. So the idea is that the star gets connected on the phone to a massive, massive fan of theirs that has so much knowledge about them and their work. Oh, the pod's rocking again. Hang on. All good.
Keep going, come
right,
on.
Okay. Right, so yeah, superstar versus superfan. What the star doesn't know is that the superfan on the end of the phone is actually Chris, posing as someone pretty awkward called Steve.
Yeah.
Steve the superfan.
So I've got all the answers to the question Scott's going to be asked. So I'm going to sound like the ultimate fan. I don't really know how we came up with Steve, but he's now very special to us. Mm. I think I was imagining when I was Steve, you know, the Steve from People Just Do Nothing. Maybe a mix of that and just like some of the most awkward callers we've ever had in at Radio 1.
So we're hoping to do this with more people soon, but we thought Amaru would be great for the first one. But obviously, first I just have to do a normal interview. Chris isn't there because, remember, he's on holiday. Look, it's Anne-Marie. Hiya.
Hello.
Last time I saw you, we were in very different outfits.
Yes, we were.
Now, I don't want to insult the karate community by not knowing what the robes are called. What are they called?
Gi.
Gi.
Yes.
So you might have seen this. Anne-Marie's got like a little YouTube thing going on where she teaches people how to do karate.
Uh-huh.
So I've seen the Vamps one's gone up already.
Yep.
And when's my one, please?
That's coming at the beginning of December.
Do you know, I was really nervous. Yeah. You could tell, right?
That is quite a nerve-wracking thing to go into. But you were good.
Well, was I?
You'll have to wait and see.
No, I don't think I was. What was that thing I was swinging around?
Nunchucks.
That's it, the nunchucks.
You were, I'm not going to lie, like, as if anyone does that on their first ever day of karate. You did so much.
Now listen, we're doing this thing with quite a few people called Superstar versus Superfan.
Right.
So we have asked for people to get in touch with us if they are super massive fans of you.
Right.
This is going to be kind of easy for you because the questions are about you and your life, so you should be able to, like, get it. But this person that we're going to speak to, when we've really, like, gone through loads of people, is a mega fan.
Wow.
So we'll get them on next. Perfect to Me, which is your new single, is my tune of the week next week.
Yeah.
But now it's time for requests with Anne-Marie. You've had so many songs out. Like, what one do you want?
I think we should play the one with David Guetta.
It's so good.
I love this song.
Yeah. Right, so that's the interview over. Next, we'll connect Anne-Marie to superfan Steve.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so this happened yesterday. Anne-Marie is about to be connected to what she thinks is a mega fan called Steve. It's actually Chris Stark, a few metres away in the Radio 1 office, but she can't see him and has no idea that that's the case.
I guess what's great about this is it's seeing how a massive pop star handles a kind of, I don't know, slightly different super fan.
Because if you're a good pop star, you will never be unpleasant to your fans, doesn't matter what happens. You've got to be on it all the time, like, yeah, hi.
Even if the fan is super awkward.
Yeah, so here's what happened when we connected Anne-Marie to what she thinks is superfan Steve yesterday. It's time for Superstar versus Superfan with Anne-Marie.
Woo!
Right, you should know a lot about yourself because you're you. But we've gone through a load of fans on the phone to see how much they really know, and I think we found the person that knows you the most.
Okay.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. You're through with Anne-Marie on Radio 1. And Scott, hi.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So you've been a fan for a long time, have you, Steve?
16 years.
That is a long time.
Okay. Like, how long have you been a fan of Anne-Marie's music?
Oh, 3 years, four
awesome.
Years.
Okay, cool. It must be quite mad that you're speaking to her now.
Yeah, hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
All right, so we've got a list of questions, okay? What we're going to do is, Steve, if you know the answer first, you shout out your name, Steve.
Steve.
Pardon?
Steve.
That's it. And Anne-Marie, if you know the question first, then you say,
Anne-Marie.
Let's play Superstar versus Superfan with Anne-Marie.
Yes.
What musical did Anne-Marie star in, age 6?
Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me?
Anne-Marie got there first.
Les Miserables.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which rapper did Anne-Marie fancy growing up?
Steve.
Yes, Steve?
Eminem.
Yeah, okay. That is true.
What sport has Anne-Marie won 2 gold medals for when she was 12?
Anne-Marie, karate.
Is correct. Didn't get that one, Steve. That's quite an obvious one, I thought.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. At what age did Anne-Marie start karate?
Steve.
Go.
9.
Yeah, that is true.
Wow. This is mad, Steve. Okay, who did Anne-Marie star with on the theatre production Whistle Down the Wind?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Jessie J.
Yes.
It's correct.
Yes.
Smashing it, Steve. Steve, you're smashing it.
Thanks.
That was fast,
wow,
that one.
That was quick. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, like, yeah, you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first. Yeah,
yeah? I got there first.
Yes.
Steve.
In.
Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
Sporty Spice. Hello?
Sorry, Steve. Wait there.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah. Okay. In 2016, Anne-Marie revealed that she'd never been on a...
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Date.
Date. I'd never been on a date.
Yes.
Correct. Name Anne-Marie's next 10 shows.
What?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Manchester. London.
This is right.
Yep.
London. Glasgow. Glasgow.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yeah, wait, I've lost count.
Southend-on-Sea.
Yes.
Leeds.
Yes. Yeah. The next one, you got one more.
Edinburgh.
Yes.
Correct. You really are a fan, Steve. All right, one more question. What does it say today on Anne-Marie's trousers?
Steve.
Steve?
Logo.
How do you know?
That's,
How do you know that?
Okay, I've got a little something to tell you.
What?
That's actually Chris from the show.
Shut up.
This is so awkward.
He's in the office.
Oh, my God. I got told you're on holiday. I got told you're on holiday.
Chris.
It's so awkward.
There was one point where Anne-Marie was on the actual floor.
I literally couldn't breathe.
That was the best. The trousers thing, I was like, that's too much.
Yeah, that was too much.
Can't deal.
Do you want to come through?
Yeah, all right.
Well, see you
well
in a
played, everyone.
Well played.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We are here for the launch of BBC Sounds. Listen to Radio 1 wherever you go on this free app.
Listen, we've been told we've got 15 seconds.
We're on the London
every
Eye.
Time this wheel goes around to have a quick wee if we want.
We're nearly at the bottom.
It might be too much information. I'm going to go for it. So when the doors open...
How is that possible in 15 seconds?
Well, I don't know, but it's what we've been told is going to happen. So I'm going to dart out.
What, and then when are you getting back on?
Well, I've got 15 seconds to get back on. The wheel doesn't stop moving. But I'm not going to lie, I quite enjoy the challenge of this.
OK, we're almost at the bottom, everyone.
It's quite exciting. Okay. Bear with.
Also, one of our bosses might be getting on now.
Oh, straight swap. Well... Okay,
I'm
well,
looking
worst
out for him.
I don't make it.
There's a queue.
He can be on and talk.
Right, there's a London IQ, and I'm
actually,
just looking out for him.
Is this a good thing to do in front of your boss? I'm not sure.
Okay. Oh, no, they're opening the doors.
I'm going to go.
The doors are opening.
Here we go.
Okay, go.
Scott Mills.
The guy that does the show with me every day between 1 and 4 is an idiot. So he has just missed that now. So he had 15 seconds to wee. How was that ever going to happen? So we've lost him for half an hour.
Scott Mills.
Right, we've got Chris on the phone. Scott Mills here to celebrate the launch of BBC Sounds app. I'm in the London Eye, but this guy just got off to attempt to go to the toilet in 15 seconds. Are you on? Hello?
Hello. It's gone wrong.
Well, that went
sorry,
well.
Mate. Yeah, I know. Timed really, really badly. Because our boss was waiting to get on the pod and has now come off to have a word with me. So he's now missed his go on the way around, and I've quite literally missed my go. But, you know, when you've got to go, you've got to go, you know? And the good news is
Have you been?
Toilet, so yeah, I'm all sorted. So I'm just waiting for you to come back around now. It takes half
right, that's
an
another,
hour,
like, 15, 20 minutes, yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm planning. Maybe the pub. I don't know.
Get a nice pub lunch know. Down here. I'll see you in like I don't know when we get down there again.
I'm so sorry.
Also, are you doing small talk with the boss now?
Yeah, but that was after the small telling off that I got. It's fine now. It's fine.
I bet you were like, so are you afraid of heights?
Yeah. The weather's not ideal, is it?
Your chat is so dry with the bosses.
This is BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott going round and round on the London Eye. Nearly at the top again now. Ooh. Well, Chris Stark gets off to go to the pub. Excellent. Chris, if you're listening, by the way, Louise is on a day trip with her mum and her brother and sister today to London. They haven't been on yet. They come all the way from Swansea. She says, meet you in the nearest Spoons. Get the beers in. I'm not sure there's time for that. What was that noise? Was that the doors? I'm really scared. I thought I was fine. I was fine for a while. I'm like, yeah, I was just saying to the guys, I'm cool with this now. This is the new normal. And then when I hear a noise, it's like a bit like when I'm on a plane. Can you not do that? I'm on a plane. I'm like, what's that noise?
Scott Mills.
Do you remember ages ago, we had a stat man on called Kian, and he has made a record of every single person that's won on Bangers and the song choice and how likely we are to win in the future. Do you remember?
I do remember, yeah. Is he still going with this?
He has only emailed us the other day to tell us who is in the lead so far during the whole time we've been doing Bangers.
Wow.
He's got like graphs and spreadsheets everywhere. He can tell you whether it's like a band or a female artist or a male artist that's more likely to win. He's got all the stats. At the moment, I'm leading you, which I wouldn't have thought at all, 419 to your 392.
Oh, wow.
It's quite close, but I'm in the lead. 419.
Oh.
You got some catching up to do, boy.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, let's see if I can make it 420. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Margate. I'm at home.
Okay. What's your job?
Taxi driver.
Okay, but you're at home now chilling, are you?
Yeah, I've just finished taking a child home from school. So,
Gary, we were talking to a taxi driver, I think it was last week, and they were saying about all the kind of chat that they have to do to try and get tips. Do you do that as well?
Not particularly. I don't fish for tips. I'm not that kind of person. But you drop a few like subtle hints and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like you'll be like, oh, it's really dead tonight, you know, I'm not really earning much money and all that sort of stuff.
But you
yes,
don't
they always say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's probably not worth me staying out, to be honest. I'll probably go home after this.
Who say that?
That's one they always say.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, and also that. But you're not the kind of guy that's like the guy last week where he's like,
so much chatting people up
like,
for tips.
Yeah, kind of like his banter. He thinks gets some good tips.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very much like I'm, on the weekends. I'm one of these taxi drivers that you just. Like people can get in the car, they can plug their phone in the aux lead, they can put whatever music on they like, do whatever
person.
They like.
Oh, I like it when you've got a lead. That really makes me happy for my phone. Five stars.
That's the best. When they reach out with a lead, it's amazing.
Oh.
One quick question as well. When it rains, do you get more business? Always wondered this.
Yes and no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, because some people decide, I'm not going to go out today because it's raining, and some people go, I'm going to get a taxi because it's raining. So.
Okay, I've got this for you on Bangers today, Gary.
Not bad, not bad.
I was lifting actually in the gym the other day.
To this?
And it was just on the playlist. Love and Sex and Magic, Justin Timberlake, Ciara.
Good song. Is this where you're getting your songs from now, the gym?
Slightly, yeah.
Is that the new place? Okay.
I'm trying to go for different ones, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Gary, you can have that. We can have My Choice today. Big song,
yeah,
right?
That's a banger.
Be so up for hearing this right now. Yeah. His heads will roll. You could have that today.
That is an absolute tune. I'm going to have to go with Chris today.
Come on!
That is an absolute banger.
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty coming across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi! I'm so excited, I'm like about to let myself in work.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
Head to roll, head to roll, head to roll, on the floor, off, off with your head.
Not going to lie, I'm tamping, raging, fuming, livid about that because I wanted that choice.
Mate, that is such a banger. And one of those that I don't think we've had on Bangers before, actually.
Oh, there aren't many left, but I think you might be right. Fair play. That was Heads Will Roll. Yeah, yeah, yeahs on Bangers winning today. Deservedly so.
Scott Mills.
Ages ago, wasn't there beef with you and Conor Maynard?
It wasn't so much beef. It's just that every time he came into the show after this one time that I met him, we had to do an interview with him and was challenged to meow a lot. It was some rubbish game like that.
What, for this show?
Yeah, well, I think it was for another show, actually. Wasn't a great idea. But he always remembered that and brought it up whenever he came in.
Awkward. I'm sure it's fine now. So we supported Conor back in the day on this show with, like, Can't Say No, all those amazing tunes which he made. And for the last few years, he just does so many covers on YouTube, doesn't he?
Yeah, and properly smashes them. He's got a proper voice on him.
His voice is as good as, like, Bieber's, I think, especially on this track. He's got together with Alessa. This is Conor Maynard on Remedy, Tune of the Week.
I didn't know that I was broken.
Scott Mills.
Coming up after three, it's another Where Do You Think They Were? Last week, our listener, poor Courtney, had to listen to her mum describe in pretty horrific detail where she was made.
All I was worried about was that my dad was listening as he was in the bedroom next door.
Okay, very interesting here. So, was it sort of early evening or was it...
No, it was later in the evening and for once, Nick was allowed to stay over. I think it was just presumed that we would be watching TV.
Always interesting this, isn't it, when your parents let you stay over. If you're going out with someone, it's always the first time that you've got to go over to someone's house, right, Scott? And it's always tricky. Are we doing the separate rooms thing, or are we doing the sofa downstairs, or are we in the same room, but one on floor, one in bed? What was the situation? What were you actually... what were the arrangements there?
We were just going in the room to watch TV. That's all. And...
Yeah, so this was the original Netflix and chill. So back in the day for you...
Okay, let me just check on Courtney. Hang on, no one's checked. Courtney, how are you feeling?
A bit concerned that it was in my granddad's room.
Yeah, the granddad's room detail wasn't great. Do you notice how I like to check up on the listeners when they're hearing it, just to make sure that they're not spewing?
Yeah. Well, it's important to make sure so they can hear in perfect quality as
are
you,
well. You are you spewing, Courtney? Yeah. Right, so that one was the original Netflix and chill. By the way, I know I ask a lot, but please, if you want to be on this game, it is slightly awkward, but you get an epic birthday shout-out from Famouses in return. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I would love you to be on this game.
Oh, yeah, totally. And also, you'll get massive respect from us. We will respect you greatly if you get involved.
You'll go down in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. We should add people to Wikipedia or something.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually, for our show.
Yeah, it feels like people deserve it.
Right, you definitely do deserve it. Let's do that, in fact, right? We'll do like a roll call on there.
Good idea.
As well as the birthday shout out. So, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll need to speak to one of your parents as well, so check that they're cool with it. It's just a laugh, really. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Today's one is called The One with the Chocolate Mousse, and it's coming up just after three. Another listener is about to hear exactly when and where they were conceived.
Scott Mills.
I know what your question is. Scott, why would I ever want to agree to do this feature? I'll tell you why. I want you to do it for me. Go on, take one for the team. You like this show, right? You know how good it is to listen to Where Do You Think They Were? Help me out. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's just a few moments of unpleasantness for a birthday shout-out that you can listen to for the rest of your life.
And the birthday shout-out will be quality. We've had some good ones so far. Although I agree with what you're saying, Scott, I have so much respect for people who take part in this game. I think every one of them's a legend.
Some of the mums we've had on have been like, yes, bring it on.
Just have the conversation with your parents. You'd be surprised how much they might want to do this.
It's a laugh, isn't it? Hello, Oliver.
Hi, mate.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm great, Scott. Thank you.
Why did you agree to do this?
Not really sure, to be honest. Probably just the fact of getting the shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out's good. And also, you did it for the love of the show. Am I right, Oliver?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know how fun it is to listen to this, so you thought, I'm going to give it a whirl myself.
Yeah, I thought I'd embarrass myself.
Fair play to you, mate. Well done. Good on you. And who are we going to be speaking to today, Oliver?
It'll be Sharon, my mother.
Sharon, your mother. And this is for the occasion of which birthday?
It's my 25th birthday.
Well, I wish I could say happy birthday to you, but I can't. That will be in the form of your birthday shout-out once this is all over, OK?
That's fine. That's great.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Are you ready for this?
I think so. Bring it on.
We will be asking all the details, Sharon, just to let you know, all right?
Okay.
Let's play the latest. Where do you think they were after this?
Scott Mills.
So, Oliver was 25 yesterday. Hello.
Hiya.
Oliver is about to hear the details of when and where he was made on Radio 1 this afternoon with his mum, Sharon. Hello.
Hello.
You two never discussed this before, no?
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
I love this point every week on the show. This is the one where everyone stops what they're doing and listens to Radio 1.
Everyone downs tools if they work with tools.
Absolutely. This is turn up the radio time here.
Okay, let's go in. I've got the sexy music here when you need it, Chris, okay?
Cue the sexy music.
Okay. All right, Oliver, good luck. Sharon, take us back to that time 25 or so years ago.
It was our first married Valentine's Day together.
Okay.
So a special one.
Right.
Valentine's Day, I assume that you were very, very excited for the occasion, given it was the first one since the wedding.
You yeah,
must have wanted
was.
To make it extra romantic.
Yes, it was, I suppose.
Okay, Sharon, so if you could set the scene for us, where, when?
We went out for a romantic dinner to a local pub.
Okay. Can you remember what you had?
Steak.
Yeah, I thought it would be steak. And so it's kind of a special occasion. Did you dress up nice for it?
It was, I think so. I had a nice dress up.
And did Nigel scrub up well?
Yes, he always did, back in the day.
I like it. So you're all dressed up. You're having a steak in a pub.
Yeah.
And we all know what's next.
And no rump for you, Sharon. It was straight up fillet, wasn't it?
It was.
Because Valentine's, you know, spend a bit of money.
Spend.
Absolutely. Okay. Enjoy it. And then puddings? Was it a nice Valentine's-themed pudding?
It was a chocolate mousse, I think, with brandy.
Do you think chocolate mousse is the most fairy of all the desserts?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
Don't know why.
It says thanks to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's the sexy dessert.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
gosh.
Oliver. Okay, so the meal's finished.
You didn't want to stay in the pub for a couple more drinks?
No, we were in a hurry to get back home.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, my God, this is just disgusting.
So how do you get home?
I think we had a taxi, actually, because I think we were both drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and what happened in the taxi?
Probably some canoodling.
Okay, so we've got some canoodling in the car going on, Oliver, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
It's great, really.
Did the taxi driver try and interrupt with talk or what?
I don't think he had a chance.
No, they generally... Oh, wow. They generally ignore, don't they?
Just let you get on with it.
Sounds like it was pretty intense, Sharon.
And everything's bubbling up by then. You've had the steak, you've had your mousse.
You're ready for the final.
Back in the car.
Yeah.
Turn up at the house. Quick, Nigel, get the keys in the lock.
Yeah. Quick, Nigel.
Just about got the keys in the lock.
Nigel, you put the wrong keys in the hole. Come on, quick.
Fumbling there.
Stop talking about holes.
No, you know what happens.
Around.
When you're trying to get like the key in quick, it's like, oh, I've wrong key.
Oh, mate, it's like the Crystal Maze.
Hate it.
Do you know what I mean? Suddenly it gets very difficult.
Okay, so you hop out of the taxi.
Yep.
And then where are we headed?
Straight up the stairs.
Oh, wow. No missing.
No missing.
Oliver, you know the house that this happened in, don't you?
I'm pretty sure I do, yeah.
Yeah. What room are you in then, Sharon?
The back bedroom.
Okay. A single or double bed?
Oh, double.
Okay, good.
It was one of those pine 90s beds.
Oh, pine.
Pine.
Oh, it's like my mum's house, all pine.
And it was pink.
Pink pine?
Not pink pine, pink bedspread.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
On a pine bed.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Now, at this point, did you sort of take your time a bit? Did Nigel put any music on? Or
no.
Just a fit of passion?
Yeah.
It was, yes. I think there might have been a bit on the stairs.
Yep. Okay, Sharon.
There might have been.
Oliver.
What a mess.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging in.
So, all right, so we had a bit of canoodling in the taxi, a bit on the stairs, and now up to...
straight up, onto the
up
pine.
To the pine bed.
Come here, Sharon.
The pine bed.
And then straight to the pink duvet.
Yep.
All right, well, I think I'm done, Chris.
I think I'm done. Well done, Oliver.
Oliver, you done?
Yeah, I'm completely done.
Yeah. Oliver, well done for sitting through that. Sharon, you're a legend.
Thank
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. And in a moment, Oliver, I'm going to reward you with your epic birthday shout out.
Scott Mills.
Oliver, you've had a few minutes now to let that all sink in from your mum, Sharon. What's really sticking out in your mind? What's the thing that you remember the most from the chat there?
Probably that pink duvet in the pine bed. Not that I want that reminding in my head, but that seems to stick out quite a lot.
All right, Oliver, are you ready for your epic birthday shout out? We've got a good one for you.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you.
Here it is.
Hey, Oliver, it's Anne-Marie here. Sorry that you had to hear that. That is so awkward, but happy birthday.
Oliver, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that ordeal. I'm really, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry. But I hope that you can get over it and have the best birthday ever. Happy birthday, Oliver. Love, Scarlett Moffat, kiss, kiss.
Hi, Oliver. It's Nick Grimshaw here from Radio 1. Wow, how great to hear that on a national... Actually, not even national. On an international radio station. Everyone you know will have heard that story. Happy birthday.
Did you love that, Oliver?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
Is it worth it?
It was definitely worth it, yeah. Definitely worth it.
You see, everyone comes away happy from this game in the end, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did.
Massive respect to you, Oliver. Thanks for stepping up and taking part in the game.
That's great. Thanks, Chris.
And Sharon, thanks for the memories.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
OK, we are now right at the top of the rotation of the London Eye. This is as high as we can go, and it's shaking about a little bit, which isn't really for me, but I'm doing it for BBC Sounds, guys. To the right of us, I think they're listening. They are listening.
It's great. It's like a pod next to us going round and round.
We're just waving.
They're kind of dancing along.
They're having a little pod rave. Obviously, they are listening on the BBC Sounds app. Am I correct? Yes, they are. They're all like nodding furiously.
It's great. It's been up in the air raving. This is awesome.
Bunch of lads, bunch of girls to the right. And then you start...
What's this? Like? It's a kind of mobile disco now.
The ladies and the lads to the right.
Make some noise.
On the left, though, about 2 minutes ago, as Chris was attempting to have a pod rave, some old ladies in winter coats.
Yeah,
not as keen.
Not so keen.
Wrapped up warm. Oh, it's shaking about a bit now. Let me take my mind off it. You know, every presenter at some point mixes up their words on radio, on TV. Happens to the best of us. We all do it. I mean, I've had some terrible faux pas in the past, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was one. Well, I can't say it now.
I know. Another one, you mean? With the girl stood next to me. Yeah, I enjoyed Grimmy's little slip-up last night when he was talking to Annie Mack about seeing Stormzy in the Radio 1 studios.
I saw him in reception.
Yeah, the night he came
really
in.
Really quickly, the night that he came in. Mm. And I had a little fanny, like, fan.
A little fanny?
Sounds to us all.
Scott Mills.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.